Good afternoon. Welcome back to Passionate World Talk Radio Network, a wholly owned subsidiary of Global Media Network, LLC. Educate, enlighten, entertain, mindfulness. And on today's episode of Historical Lest We Forget, we are going to talk about the current president discriminating against blue states sets up historic crisis. And it's written by Nancy Gertner, Harvard Law School, David Fagman, UC Law, San Francisco, and Erwin Kamerinsky, the University of California, Berkeley School of Law. They warn of the current president's targeting his enemies in blue states could lead to conflicts between the federal government and states not seen since the Civil War. His funding cutoff is discrimination among the states, the blue states, and rewarding the red states, which plainly violates the Constitution and risks political disaster for all. On April 1st, the current administration announced the closure of 5 of 10 regional offices of the Department of Health and Human Service in Boston, Chicago, New York City, San Francisco, and Seattle, all cities and states that voted for Kamala Harris in November of 2024. On April 8th, an executive order targeted these blue states, New York, Vermont, and California, for state overreach with respect to illegal climate change mitigation policy in the energy sector, and announced that such legislation will be identified and eliminated. Comment: I hope the current president understands that if he loses Massachusetts, Illinois, New York, California, and Washington, he's getting rid of the richest states in the union, and that the South will certainly be at a disadvantage should they secede from the union. And sitting president, it doesn't matter what you say. If they decide to leave America, they can and they will. Just remember what happened at West Point at the advent of the first civil war between the states. Those that came from the Northeast and Northwest provinces sided with the blue coats. Then you had the states that hesitated, and then you had the red states. And the red states lost because they did not have the economic and industrial to counterbalance the strengths of the North. End of comment. A month earlier, the president announced 10 universities faced the loss of federal funds because they didn't inadequately deal with anti-Semitism on their campuses. All states that voted for Harris, although the Department of Education has since extended the list to 60 universities across both blue and red states, it does remain to be seen how this present administration will proceed with equal allocation of pain. Although the current administration's funding cuts haven't discriminated among the states, political pressure from Republicans make it likely that will change. Alabama Senator Katie Britt, a Republican, for instance, said she agreed with reducing federal spending, but that reduction should spare groundbreaking research at high-achieving institutions like those in Alabama's. The president's retributive impulses could lead him to hear Alabama's cries, but not those of the blue states. When the blue states are signaled out for his retribution, what can they do about it? The U.S. Supreme Court has been clear that the Constitution requires the federal government treat all states the same. Comment, but if he doesn't recognize states' rights, that is a moot point, isn't it? In Shelby County versus Holder in 2013, the Supreme Court declared unconstitutional a crucial provision of the Voting Rights Act of 1965 that requires states with a history of racial discrimination in voting to obtain pre-approval from the Attorney General before changing their election systems. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote for the court and emphasized that the principle of equal state sovereignty, that Congress can't treat some states differently from others. Quote, not only do states retain sovereignty under the Constitution, there is also a fundamental principle of equal sovereignty among the states. The pre-clearance requirement of the Voting Rights Act was declared unconstitutional. The court upheld it because despite the tradition of equal sovereignty, the act applies to only 9 states and several additional counties. Shelby County allows courts to declare unconstitutional any current president administration actions that discriminate among the states and allocating federal dollars because of electoral results. But what happens if the courts fail to stop the discrimination, or worse, what if the current president administration defies judicial orders and throws out the Constitution altogether? Using federal dollars to extort concessions and punish perceived adversaries would prompt an unprecedented constitutional crisis. But a disproportionate share of federal dollars come from blue states, potentially giving them leverage as well. Both Massachusetts and California pay more into the federal treasuries than they receive from it. States punished by the president could retaliate by denying the federal government their tax dollars. Federal taxes are largely collected by employers. In Massachusetts and California, the state is the major employer and could refuse to send tax dollars to the federal government. They could also mandate their local municipalities to follow their suit. A blue state boycott of federal taxes would be unlawful, just as many of the current president's shakedowns are, and such a conflict would create an enormous crisis for the country, an open battle between the federal government and the states. The fight between the federal government and the individual states could fuel the first serious talk of secession since the original Civil War. And of course, talk of the secession began long before the Civil War. In 1832, South Carolina passed an ordinance to nullify certain acts of Congress, stating that if the federal government failed to be resolved from all further obligation to maintain or preserve their political connection with the people of the other states, and will forthwith proceed to organize a separate government. President Andrew Jackson's response was, quote, disunion by armed force treason. Abraham Lincoln went farther. Plainly, the central idea of secession is the essence of anarchy. But if they're driven to it by the federal government, that is grounds in most states' minds as separation. Federal government discrimination toward disfavored states will make citizens wonder whether the benefits of remaining in the union outweigh the costs. There's already an effort for a ballot measure in California asking voters to endorse the idea of secession. The prospect of a serious secession movement, however, is unlikely to succeed, but it is frightening. And the fact that voters in one of the most powerful states in the Union are broaching the discussion should force everyone to sit up and consider the risks. The Constitution is a compact between the people of these United States and our government. It imparts the responsibility on the national government to allocate resources fairly between the states. A systematic move to punish blue states because they're, quote, disloyal or for other capricious reasons would breach that compact, and it would put us on a path of grievous harm to this great country and everyone who lives within it. Lincoln said, the central idea of secession is the essence of anarchy. He also famously said that a house divided against itself cannot stand. Presidential discrimination among the states is exactly the opposite of what the U.S. needs. If you want further information about this, go up to law. Let me get you the exact one. U.S. Law Week, put out by Bloomberg Law. And you can read the article in its full, or contact the individual authors, Nancy Gertner, Harvard Law School, David Fagman, UC Law, San Francisco, and Erwin Kamersky, University of California, Berkeley School of Law. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. This program is sponsored by Ruby.ai. Go over to AIwithLillian.com. It will take you to Ruby.ai. It will show you a demonstration of the app. It also will provide you with a lot of testimonials. And then please sign up for a monthly subscription. And also buy Conscious Research Solutions. You can look us up at passionworldtalkradio.com/researchmadesimpleblog. Read the pain points and how to solve them and sign up for a free 15-minute consult. And if you want to hear the whole truth, nothing but the truth, please consider donating to passionateworldtalkradio.com/donation. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week.